So, maybe it's time for you to begin living a little more dangerously and start breaking the many chains of illusion. And to relate aliveness to your personal life, I'd like to do another closed-eye process, if you can safely close your eyes while listening to my words. If you're listening while driving or doing something requiring you to keep your eyes open, just answer in your mind. And again, trust the very first thoughts that jump into your mind in response to my words. So go ahead. Make yourself comfortable and do a little deep breathing to quiet your mind and allow the quietness of spirit to begin to come in. All right. We're going to explore the levels of aliveness in your life. Aliveness is excitement and enjoyment of your experiences. It's the blood-pumping exhilaration that makes you feel glad to be alive. And now, with your eyes closed, answer each question, yes or no. First, we'll explore career. Do you presently experience aliveness in your career? Yes or no? Is there any real challenge in your career? Yes or no? Are you growing in your career? Yes or no? Are you satisfied with your career? Yes or no? All right. Now, if you answered no to many of these questions, you're either not living up to your career potential, or else your career energy is stagnating. Now remember that energy cannot stand still, and stagnation leads to self-destruction. So if there is no real challenge in your career, what can you do to create challenge and aliveness? Meditate upon this while I'm quiet. And now, it's time to explore your primary relationship. If you don't have a primary relationship but desire one, use your time to focus upon why you haven't created the space in your life to manifest a relationship. Okay. Do you presently experience aliveness in your primary relationship? Yes or no? Is there still challenge in your primary relationship? Yes or no? Are there stimulating activities other than sex that you share together? Yes or no? Are you growing in your relationship? Yes or no? Are you satisfied with your relationship? Yes or no? Again, if you answered no to many of these questions, you're stagnating or not living up to your potential for a warm, fulfilling, joyful relationship in which there is mutual personal growth. So, if there is no real challenge in your relationship, what can you do to create challenge and aliveness? Meditate on this while I am quiet. All right. Now, let's explore your sex life. Do you presently experience aliveness in your sex life? Yes or no? Is there any real challenge in your sex life? Yes or no? Are you fulfilling your sexual desires? Yes or no? Do you communicate your sexual desires to your partners? Yes or no? Are you satisfied with your sex life? Yes or no? And again, if you answered no to many of these questions, you're repressing or dissipating your sexual energy. So the question is, what can you do to create aliveness in your sex life? And before you answer that question, be aware that sexual conduct should never cause pain or harm to others, or turbulence or disturbance in ourselves. With that awareness in mind, what could you do to create aliveness in your sex life? Meditate upon this while I am quiet. All right. The next questions are in regard to your social life. Do you presently experience aliveness in your social life and social involvements? Yes or no? Is there still a challenge in your social life? Yes or no? Are you open to exploring new social avenues of fulfillment? Yes or no? Are you satisfied with your social life? Yes or no? Okay. If you answered no to many of these questions, you're not living up to your potential for an exciting, challenging social life. So, if there is no real aliveness in your social life, what can you do to create it? Meditate upon this while I'm quiet. And the next questions are about spiritual searching. Do you experience aliveness in your spiritual involvements and seeking? Yes or no? Is there still a challenge in your spiritual search? Yes or no? Are you growing spiritually? Yes or no? And if you answered no to many of these questions, you're probably stagnating spiritually. The question to ask yourself then is, what can I do to generate challenge and aliveness in my spiritual life? Meditate upon this while I'm quiet. The next questions have to do with service. Are you presently serving others or the planet in any way that results in a sense of aliveness and satisfaction? Yes or no? If you answered no, what can you do to become involved and experience aliveness by serving the planet? Meditate while I'm quiet. Okay. Now, in which area of your current life do you find the most aliveness? Meditate upon this while I'm quiet. All right. This process is a good indicator as to how much challenge you're experiencing in your life. Are you experiencing aliveness, or is it time to consider living dangerously? Maybe it's time to reject the commands of power, to reject the dictates of society and public opinion, and create some new challenges in your life. Meditate upon this for a little while. All right. It's time to open your eyes and fully awaken. Be wide awake and fully alert. Wide awake. And I hope this exploration was of value to you. When you begin to question yourself and go deeper within for the answers, things start to happen in your life. Simple answers lead to overall awareness. And small changes lead to major changes. I challenge you to challenge yourself.